Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can still expect very slow-moving traffic in Pretoria on Trans-Orania Road at various junctions, including Middle Crescent, Quagga Road and Morkel Street. And then in Joburg, Bedford View specifically, traffic is still moving slowly on the N12 R24 West on both routes going towards Gilulis.
Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi is in Naledi, Soweto to visit the families of the children who died of food poisoning over the weekend. Lesufi says he appreciates that a range of political parties and civil organizations have come to offer help. Moving abroad, the President of the USA, Joe Biden, was supposed to visit Angola and Germany soon, but he postponed the trips to oversee preparations in the run-up to Hurricane Milton. This hurricane follows shortly on the tail of Hurricane Helene a week ago. More than 230 people lost their lives in that storm. More on this on jackarandfm.com. Click on news.
Business Minutes is brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with a money market select investment account offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Let's move back to the USA now. Here's Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities with the latest.
U.S. markets are shaking off negative sentiments around the world and is up in early trade, the S&P 500 gaining 0.7%. This while European markets are all down. The FTSE in London lost 1.4%, the CAC in Paris 0.9% down, and the DAX in Germany 0.2% down. Markets in Hong Kong were spooked today after closing down 9.4%. This after a week-long Chinese holiday and further economic stimulus that was expected by traders was not delivered by the Beijing government.
The rand is retreating against some of the major international currencies. A dollar is at 17 rand 55, a euro 19 rand 26, and a pound 22 rand 98. Here's Cameron again on the stance of commodities.
Gold taking a breather from recent all-time highs and is down 0.7%. Brent crude oil retreating 4% today, and this after a steep run-up in the past few days.
Let's look at the numbers. Gold trading at $2,615.09 per fine ounce and oil at $77.47. I'm Marlene Frischier, more news at 7.
Kyk nou vir jou sportberig met Joe Mann. Dit word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enigiemand anders? Bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some rugby news. Japanese club Sagamihira Dynabos they've announced the signing of Kudli Aronso for the next season. The Springbok speedster takes a sabbatical from the Vodacom Bulls. Aronso believes that playing in Japan will make him a better player after his decision to join the Dynabos on a short-term deal was officially confirmed earlier today. The 28-year-old will play in Japan's League One from December until May and return to Pretoria in time for the Vodacom URC playoffs. Former Australia captain Will Skelton, he says he's keen to feature for the Wallabies in November. Having spoken to head coach Joe Schmidt, second rower Skelton, who's now 32 years old, has not featured for his country since leading the side at last year's disappointing Rugby World Cup due to his commitments with French club La Rochelle. Schmidt's side take on Wales, England and Scotland as well as Ireland and next month, having finished at the bottom of this summer's Rugby Championship. And second seed Alexander Zverev, he scraped through to the last six.